South Seattle College PUSA president, I feel more empowered than ever despite bias incident. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 16, 2019. South Seattle College Turning Point USA. PUSA chapter president Katie Davis Court told Breitbart News that she feels more empowered than ever despite last week's bias incident resulting in a hit-and-run car accident and a phone call to 911. The conservative student offered her remarks in a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Davis Court spoke to Marlowe on Tuesday about a recent hit-and-run accident that police are investigating and also consider to be a bias incident after a man allegedly followed the conservative student with his vehicle as she walked to her car last week. The man caused Davis Court to fear for her life, before the man struck another vehicle and fled the scene. The student told Alex Marlowe that despite last week's incident, she feels more empowered than ever, and that other students are catching on with regards to the importance of expressing their conservative views. Davis Court said one officer told her that he considered the incident a hate crime, adding that she believes the man is a student, noting that he had showed up to class on Monday, where he was then served with emergency suspension papers. The South Seattle College PUSA chapter president is the first guest for what will be a new series on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily, in which students will be invited onto the show to tell their firsthand accounts of what life is like for conservative students on high school and college campuses across the country. Marlowe talked about the importance of getting students involved with telling their stories on the show. It's so important, because Andrew Breitbart's vision was to take on all of the core cultural institutions, starting with Hollywood, and then later on, the establishment media. But also, the third leg of that leftist stool is our academic system. And I think that part of the key way of fighting back is enabling some of the young people to come forward, tell their stories and talk about what they're doing on campus to fight as counterculture rebels. This is becoming more and more common. This is something that we've witnessed throughout the country, particularly where conservative students are being intimidated into silence. And your story is not the only story. I'm looking at one just from yesterday, where Candace Owens, Antifa threatening her event at University of Pennsylvania. This seems like it's a daily occurrence at this point. Davis Court added that she plans to remain active with TPUSA on campus despite the incident. I definitely want to be more outspoken. And I want to do it for other conservative students that felt like me, said Davis Court. I was extremely silent after the 2016 election Macron, but when students who approach my TPUSA table that share similar views, their eyes seriously light up. They cannot believe that someone is on campus with similar views. American patriots have fought and died to make this country the greatest country in the world, affirmed Davis Court, and this statement rings true today, because we are a capitalist nation. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.